Hey, Anne.
Hello?
I think we're playing
Oh,
phone tag.
hi. Oh my gosh, there's something wacky going on, and I apologize. I'm assuming, is this Zach?
It is.
Hi, Zach. Thank you. And yeah, sorry for whatever was just happening there. I tried to answer, and it just went dead. But to that point, I've been having this happen a couple times in a row now where, so if I drop you, I don't know what's going on. But it's happened a couple times. I don't know if there's something, some weird electricity in the air. Anyway.
Oh, it's not a problem. Okay. But now that we have each other, you know, I saw that you had reached out about your property. We're familiar with it, you know, on Welby Drive. We're familiar with the you know, James River, you know, high school area. And
yes.
We've done some work over there. So what's got you interested in selling?
Well, first, real quickly, Zach, can you, with what company, like, can you give me, tell me a little bit about you, who you're with, and all the, you know, is this?
Yes. Yeah, so the company is Central Virginia Homes. It's CVA Homes. You know, we do about 20 purchases in some way, shape, or fashion a month. You know, we're licensed within the company. So, you know, we really try to work with people like yourself to, you know, if, you know, you want to sell it on a, you know, it just depends on how you, what you need and how you need it. You know, it really, that's how we kind of execute. So we don't really have anything specific in mind, but to kind of just get a little bit of information from you and then base that information on how we could potentially work together.
Okay. And I appreciate, and I apologize for seeming, I have an investment group that has made an offer. Someone's supposed to be getting back to me. So I apologize. I'm just kind of investigating this option.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought you were with, that's why, so thank you. Cause I did see your, I went to, I'm like, I should probably, oh, do you hear that beeping?
Yep.
Is that just me? Oh, okay. It just looked piercing for a second. So yes, I'd love to talk to you and learn a little bit. I'm kind of in a, There's a lot of reasons for it, and I don't want to be foolish on the timing, but I have a unique opportunity to kind of, it would just make my life a little bit easier to not have to go into the whole sales process and all that, because this is something that I could kind of change my trajectory. It just gives me some flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
And I could wait it out and do the minimal repairs, you know, the show quality kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the thought of not having to go through that, to be able to just, you know, when you've lived in a home for a long time, raise a family, that kind of stuff, the clutter, the thing. So that's why I'd like to look into that option, but I don't want to be, I understand you all need to make money. So if it's a win-win, then, so that's, maybe you tell me a little bit more about what you all do and how it would work.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you said it, as I say it all the time, we only work with win-win. We do believe that there needs to be winners on all sides of the table. So, you know, and what that would look like is, you know, just, I guess, you know, first things first is, you know, other than having a family and maybe downsizing, if I heard you kind of correctly, I mean, is that pretty much why you're looking to sell it?
Yes, yeah, I need to definitely, it's too much for me now to, yeah, I just need to, I've had life circumstances change. And so I've, I don't want to get into all the personal stuff,
Sure.
but it's a beautiful home. It's a wonderful location. It's a great place for a family. I mean, it has a space for a family. I know all its advantages, and I know that it actually would sell. I just also know the piece of getting it. So it needs painted. It needs the basement. Like it's lipstick and rouge is all it is, but there's clutter. So there's sweat equity involved in my situation. And so I was planning probably next spring, honestly, and probably that might be a better time to sell the bidding wars with rates going down. So like if I sold now, it'd be beneficial to your company. Yes, I mean, you guys, you know your business. So I'm not going to tell you anything. But again, this unique opportunity for me is here, and then it would afford me, it'd buy me some time to kind of figure out my next move in life, my stars, so I could
Sure.
have
And when you say unique,
cash on hand.
when you say unique opportunity, what do you mean by that?
A rental opportunity for just the time till I figure out. I mean, again, it's the last of my kiddos, and it's, again, I don't want to get into all the personal, and I don't really know you, so I'm a little leery of this whole
Oh.
situation too, to
Of course,
be honest. Like, I'm not sure with whom I'm speaking exactly. I just all those things, so I don't want to put myself in a
Sure.
position that's not wise.
Sure. No, I completely understand that. We can completely leave personal things, aside. I just want to make sure that I can get the information. So that way it best benefits all parties because, we're not one of these companies that just, makes you an offer and, insults you and then, we never talk again. We actually want to make something that works for you and that works for us. So.
Yeah, exactly. How does it work? Is it like these other companies where you don't have to go through all the miserable parts of selling a home?
Well, we do offer that type of program. We have, a couple different programs that we offer. And I can tell you, I'm not sure if you would, if our cash program would be, considered a quality qualified program for you or any investor that talks with you because, they're just depending on their offer and what you would want, at what rate investors buy at, it might not work out.
I don't
You've
understand what you mean by that. You
got
mean
this.
the
Investor,
benefit?
yeah, I mean you want to, you've had this for what, 16 years now?
Yes.
Something like that. Okay, yeah. So, investors want to buy as cheap as possible. And
Right.
I think that you can understand why. It's no secret in this industry that everyone's, looking to make a profit. At the end of the day,
Right.
we're looking to stay in business, while making a profit and then helping out and solving, our customers' problem. So, on a cash type of deal, I think that you might be wasting, time, if you're just reaching out to people that say they buy houses for cash. I'm not the only person in the neighborhood that's an investor, but, I will be honest with you, whether that means we do business or not, it's just, there's really nothing to gain, a lot more to lose. Being anything other than honest. So, this is a big house. It's a good neighborhood. You bought it for, over $900,000. An investor is gonna, most investors, if they're giving you a cash offer, they're gonna want to pay, 60 cents on the dollar.
Okay. Yeah.
So
So you're, I mean, you already have a number in mind that you would have said. Is that what you're trying to tell me? Or, I mean, I hear everything you're saying.
no. I don't have a number in mind. I have, I've reached out to you. I haven't done, I've looked at it. Obviously, I know approximately what, what the value could be potentially, and but that's all subjective. And this conversation was just more just to kind of gather some information to see if we would be a good fit, and if it would make sense to continue moving forward.
Okay. Well, what do you need to know from me to, obviously I've been watching the market and a friend of mine sold her home recently. Well, it's on, under contract. And I'm sure you've seen it. It is very similar size, bedroom, privacy, those kinds of things. And that it was, they were asking 1.75. And cul-de-sac, not as big a lot. I think it
Yep.
has like 300 more square feet. And
It's
yeah,
actually kind of,
so, excuse me.
yeah, that one is that's on Hanwell Court.
Han, I always forget the name of that street, but yeah, if it's Hanwell, Hanley, I always, yeah.
Yeah, Hanwell Court.
They all have Hanwell, yeah. And anyway, so that's under contract right now. And there's more. Well, I have an idea of what's going on. And like I said, this unique opportunity, because I am just trying to figure out what's best for my life, my kids, that kind of stuff. So anyway, so what do you need to know from me to go ahead to just kind of see what we're working with and what you're thinking?
Well, what's your timeline as far as if you, let's just say, even if, we came to some type of term that works for you, what is your timeline on, making
I
something?
can be kind of flexible there too, but like if there would be like if it would be something you'd want to close super fast, if I could like rent, I think October 1st is when I could get into something. Preferably for me, maybe November 1st would be a little bit better.
Yeah, I
But
think November would probably be a safe, I mean, this is a unique house. It's not a, it's not necessarily a everyday, quick type of sale type of deal. This house is definitely going to bring a, it's going to bring a special buyer, I should say. And what I mean by that is, you're dealing with a 7,000 square foot house, not, I mean, 1% of the world, just based on an economy standpoint, can't afford this house. Less than 1% can't afford this house. So
yeah, this area is selling well, but no, I realize that. But there's a lot of families. Again, when you have a larger family, they're looking for the space here and the privacy and the access to. I mean, it's a nice area. You know the area, so. But yeah. So what else? Like, what do you need to know? I apologize because I'm in the middle of. I'm not trying to rush because this is obviously very important, but I'd like to
Oh,
kind of
you're
get to the
good.
nitty gritty.
You're good. You're good. What, and if you're in a rush, I can always give you a call back, 'cause I don't
No, that's okay. I have some time, but I just kind of like to get. I don't want to waste your time or mine.
Right. Sure. When it, when it comes to, so you're gonna be renting something, ideal time, let's just say 3 months. Is there anything, that's pushing the ball forward on why you need to sell it, or are you just done with it and you're ready to move on?
No, I own my home. It's again, it's just too much home. I have my kids, three of them are grown and flown. Last one's here, and so I'm just trying to think how the best way to do this with the last one that's still to stay close to school, all of those things, and have pets and trying to rent, but this opportunity came available. And if I can just trying to eat make ease in my life. I mean, I'm not physically, I've had some health things, and so it'd just be nice to take away some stress off my plate. So there's a value equation for me, but I don't want to be stupid. So I just need to figure that out.
Sure.
That's why I'm kind of just dabbling to see what makes sense and what, I have some thoughts in my mind, how much, like, what would make me pull the plug and say, let's go. But it's just, anyway, all of
And
that jazz.
if do you plan on making any repairs or doing any updates to the property?
I had had the home inspected and repaired. It was just minor things. If I were going to show quality, make it, I would replace the basement carpet with the LVT flooring in the basement moving room. There's a bedroom down there as well, but and you'd want to paint it for show quality, that kind of thing. But over like the upstairs, actually, the scuffs on the wall, that kind of stuff, just from life. But that's what I'm weighing. Do I do the lipstick and rouge, or a company like this, that would be an advantage to not have to go through that,
Sure.
just the imposition.
And
And
I
then I
can.
could focus on decluttering, getting, when you live, your kids, four kids, all of that, there's a lot of stuff. So then that's what I would just focus on, decluttering. I wouldn't have to have the misery of the people through your home and all of that, and get
And
it,
maybe this
live
can
in
help you.
perfection.
Maybe this can help you just,
Pardon?
yeah, no problem. Maybe this can help you out too, is when it comes to, adding value, a typical, carpet paint, your return on investment, your ROI is about a 1-to-1 ratio, meaning, or excuse me, a 1-to-1 ratio, meaning, you're just trading time for money. You're not really, increasing the value. You're coming in and saying, you're spending $20,000, and you're not going to be adding, $60,000 worth of value. It's typically a 1-to-1 ratio. If you were to, add, square footage, now that's about a 3-to-1 return on investment. If that kind of can help you understand, you
Yeah,
kind
no,
of
I have.
trading dollars for dollars.
Right, but you still have to have it, you want it to present. There have been a lot added since the purchase of the home, as a beautiful stone patio and wall, and tons of landscaping that just nestled it in, even to make it that much more private. And of course, upgrades throughout the home over years. But yeah, that's if going with a situation like yours, that would be to relieve me of that extra stuff. Otherwise, I would go ahead. I know I've sold many homes by owner, but I also have several realty friends. So I have a pretty good gauge of how things, so I'm just trying to figure out. So I guess, what do you need from me to go ahead and tell me what you would be able to offer, and how does your process work, if you even wanted to?
Sure. So I think, for, our interest to both be in line, what I would prefer is, I think, our equity protection program would be something appropriate. And what that, kind of looks like is, we come to some type of agreement on price. And what we do is, we make the repairs, the DLC that's required, you're guaranteed a price, and we do the updating and we get to the open market. It's basically the easy button for you and not having to deal with, inspections, negotiations, and that sort of complication. Would that be something that sounds?
And that's so that I'm like, well, I'm living in the home, or how does that work? Like, I'm interested in a company that will say, we're going to buy it here, you go, and then we'll deal with it.
Yeah, I mean, you can definitely live there, or you can go while we close. Obviously it would be easier if you were to, during the closing process, if you were out of the home, then it would be definitely easier to manage. So, if that's something that you just want to be like, hey, let's do this and let me get out and we do our thing, then we can work with that.
Well, when does this hand, when does the, I would need money in hand to be able to secure my new situation. That's, so how does that work? That's what I'm trying to understand. That's how these other companies present, that they present you with an offer, and there's rent back possibility too, just for timing's sake. And I'm not sure exactly where I want to live. My next home. I don't want to right away jump into a new home because I have parameters holding me in this school district, things like that. I want to keep it consistent for my kiddo that's still here, and but then it, being able to rent and knowing I have a secure place and can kind of jump when the timing's right. So it's a timing thing, trying to know that's the advantage to me. So
Sure. It
if your
sounds.
company is saying, oh, well, oh, go
Go
ahead.
ahead.
No, go ahead. Tell me. It sounds like what?
It sounds like you kind of just want to get a cash offer and go and be done, and that is completely fine. But I just want you to understand that if you
It may
are,
not be as advantageous.
and also you might you want the cash offer with all the the benefits, as in architect. So if you want the cash offer, then everyone knows cash is king. You have to be willing to take that cash discount, because everybody in the world, if you're
Right,
buying
and
things.
that's what I'm getting sick of dancing around. I just would like to
Right.
know what you're able to offer. That's, and so I don't mean to be rude, but like, and that's, I know like what would, what I'd be willing to forego,
Right.
a decent idea. So that's, I don't know what information you need from me to go ahead and put that out there, just put a number out there. I do have
Well,
this
I
other
mean,
company and I've reached out.
if you know, I mean, what your number would be, I mean, what is it? 'Cause if you know, then that can kind of give me an
Well,
idea of
I'd be a
what.
fool to tell you that. So I'd prefer you put something out there and then I can kind of give you an idea if you're near. Yeah. So.
Well, I mean, you wanting, a price is, it doesn't mean I can or can't do, what you're asking. But for me, I can just tell you, it's for me to take it over, and just kind of for you to walk away with it, or walk away from it. I'm gonna. I mean, let me just do some quick math here.
And also, please say the name of your company again, because I
Yep.
think I wrote it down wrong.
CVA Homes.
UVA Homes. I
Yeah.
don't know what I was writing.
I mean, as a cash investor, I mean, I would be buying a property like this with, just someone walking away from it, And I'm not saying this is my offer. I'm just saying, if I were to buy something like this, I would be purchasing it, at 1.2 and some change.
Yeah, that's definitely lower. I think that would definitely be too low for me too. But if you could get 1.45 is where I would be
Yeah. I mean,
willing to say enough.
that would be a good offer. If you were to get one, four and not do anything, I think that would be really good. Yeah, I mean, I can tell you just full transparency, doesn't matter who you talk to, any investor is, they're 99% of them, I can tell you, are gonna not be, even in the 1.2s. And I'm just telling you that just so you don't waste your time. I think our equity protection program, I think, realistically, if you're not willing to, wiggle on the price, then, that's something that you should be willing to consider. And I know you don't want to waste time, and I don't want to waste yours either.
Yeah.
You have personal feelings towards this house, one way, shape, or another. I don't need to know them to understand, that there's some feeling there. And at the end of the day, we'd love to work with you, and we want to. But
Yeah, there's no like no, it's I mean, yes, I'll be it's a beautiful like I've been very blessed. And it's a beautiful home, and I've been very lucky. And there's so many, and I have so many friends. So, but I, this, it's too much me for me to handle, especially with all the kids. I mean, it's they still come back. It's not like, but so it's more like I, this kind of thing. So there's, yeah, there, of course, there's feelings, but they're so, like it's, again, it's, so yeah, I'll be sad too, but relieving myself of just, it's just too much to care for long term, and with parent health, all just all the factors. I just this it would be, So you said 1.2 and some change. I said 1.45. I'll leave it out there. If you're wanting to do any more research or anything, and come back if and make a better offer at any point, please don't
So
hesitate to
that
reach
would be,
out.
yeah, so that would be, on a cash offer basis.
Right.
If
Right.
our equity protection program, we could probably do a little bit better, but we would just, you couldn't just, say, okay, it's all yours now. What we would, what that would look like is, we would be closer to, an agreeable number of what you would, of, your appetite. And, we could still do the, November close. And, we basically guarantee that price, and we make the, minor repairs to the property that are needed. And regardless, you're guaranteed that number that we, agree to, and we take it to the open market.
But that's what I don't understand. So is it after it's sold then that it, the advantage of the cash offer is my understanding you can close in a certain amount of days or to kind of choose and work that out. And if like some places have like first month rent back free,
Yeah.
just so I could, that buffer time would be nice. Then I could kind of just sort through and go, I don't want to be traveling with stuff I don't need to travel with. You know what I mean? To bring, so then
Right.
I can
Right. So
downsize just the
how would it
things
look?
too, because
How it would look is, let's just say, our equity protection program, let's just say we were at 1.3 and some change, okay? How that would work out is, it would be, the close, let's just say 3 months. The close is in 3 months. From now until then, you can, move out of the property if you want. You can stay there. We would make the necessary repairs to improve the property, and you're guaranteed that price that we agree on. And we close on that November date. So, whether you're living there, whether you're not, the close date is the close date, and the
is the
agreed.
home for sale then during that time frame?
Correct.
Or you put it, okay, yeah, so that I could just do on my own. I'd still be having to deal with the workers inside my, like all the things that I can manage all that. I have good people and good repair people that I've used for years. And so I appreciate, I hear what you're saying, but that doesn't really bring me any benefits that other than I hear what you're saying, you're guaranteed. Because then you take the risk of it selling, but I have no doubt. So that's where I guess 1.45 is, like I said, which it sounds like you're not even, because you're saying 1.35 for the equity. I guess I'll just I need to. I appreciate you giving me some numbers. I can, I guess, utilize that in my own negotiation with other companies then. I can say I already have a better offer than yours anyway. So, but if you look it over, and the benefit to me is to not have to deal with the stress of just the stuff. So, and then, like I said, I can just focus on, so if you look at this or talk to anyone, or I don't know, and want to come back with a better number, I'm open to hearing from you. But it sounds like at this point, it's not really the value equation for me isn't really there. So while I really appreciate your honesty and what you're trying to work with, I have some wiggle room in my price tag that I'm thinking. So, like I said, if you think it through anymore and want to get back to me, I would certainly listen. Okay?
Okay. Well, I thank you, and I think we had a good conversation, and
For sure.
if things change, then not going anywhere. And I think that you'll find out a few things, as you go along and talk with more people. But just be careful on, who you do or don't do business
That's,
with.
yeah, and that's what I want to be, that's, yeah, want to look into and really, and that, are you able to send me an email? 'Cause would you do that for me, with your company information and,
I can send you an email just,
and
yeah, with my contact information.
that would be great. My email is my name, Ann Crocco,
I already have.
ANNCROCC. Okay.
Yep.
The number one at gmail.com. Okay,
Yep.
perfect. Thank you, Zach. I appreciate that, and I appreciate, it was informative, of course. I appreciate you trying to help educate me, and I don't mean to be, I do have a pretty decent gauge of things, and I guess I just need to weigh what's, the best option for me, and how much value there is in, and you said 1.2 and some change. What's the change you're talking also?
I'm not sure exactly.
1.29 or
I mean,
yeah.
you're always aiming high, right? I was doing the numbers and I had my calculator out. I'd have to recalculate it, but it was I think it was somewhere in the middle, 1.257 or something like that. It was an odd number because, of the square footage and I mean, we don't use just regular, cabinets from, Lowe's or Home Depot. We do use the custom stuff. Not saying we'd replace the cabinets, but, we use
Yeah,
nice.
they're beautiful. I wouldn't recommend replacing them.
Right.
But
So
yeah.
yeah, I'll send you a text right now too, that you that way you just have my information. And we can just just because we had didn't make something work now doesn't mean we can't in the future. So
Yeah. Well, like I said, I do appreciate it. I'm not sure if I would consider the middle ground of where you and I are or not.
What
If you were at 1.4, I would consider it, but and I know that's considerably off. So that's just food for thought for both of us, I guess. But like I said, I really appreciate the information. And yeah, if you could send me something specific with all your company information so I can just have that too. I'm sure on your website I can learn more specific to how the plan works and all of that.
I just sent you a quick text and
Thank you.
yeah, absolutely. Is there
Okay.
anything else?
Well, best wishes. No, I think you've pretty much covered everything I do. Like I said, I appreciate the information. I have a lot to look into. Yeah, I guess I can just reach out if I have more questions, but I wish you the best.
All right, Ann. Well,
And definitely, if you're able to up your game, give me a call because
all right. Well,
unique opportunity is there, and I'm just not sure. I'm kind of almost. Yeah. I just need to think about what's best for everyone involved. So
Sure.
anyway.
Well,
All
I'll
right.
be here, and you got my number, so feel free to reach out anytime.
Okay. Thank you, Zach. Same to
All
you. You
right.
have a nice day. Take
Yeah,
care.
you too.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.